You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Confusion,
amplifying truth,
and pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Well, it's really hard to fathom why the press acts the way it does at times, because you would think that just for their own brand and for their own consistency and their own efforts, they would want to have a good reputation. They seem to be determined to destroy it. I discuss it right now with Corey Lewandowski. Stay with us. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing a role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, it's very difficult to watch what's happening, I feel like, in our country at the exact moment that we're in, because while we are mourning the loss of a great man who was a good president, he was a tremendous public servant. He had long record in public service from Congress, well, from lying about his age just so he could start flying planes in World War II because he cared about his country, all the way to Congress, to running the Republican Party, to serving at the CIA, serving at the UN, serving as a vice president, eventually as president. And during that quick four-year term, watching the Berlin Wall come down and kicking Saddam Hussein out of Kuwait, a fairly decorated life, but not a life that the media ever tolerated and looked up to and said, hey, this is great. Why are we doing all these good things? Just like they're doing to the current president. You've got an economy. You've got all kinds of things that are going well. They look at him and all they find is flaws, and they nitpick and they just go after him nonstop. And now they're using the death of a president that they had no use for to try in some way nail the guy that they don't like who's in the White House now. It's really disgusting. And I want to get my next guest's thoughts on this. He's coming back to the Kevin McCullough microphone for his third visit in a short period of time. But his brand new book is called Trump's Enemies. And I want to find out more about that as well. Corey Lewandowski, welcome back to Kevin McCullough Radio. It's good to have you.
Thank you, Kevin. Thanks for having me back on.
So what do you make of what is happening? Even CNN last night, as the president went in to give a salute to the fallen president, laughing, being sarcastic, mocking the current president as he was doing his faithful duty.
Well, the Trump derangement syndrome, which the mainstream media has hit epic proportions. You know, this was a time last night with the president going into the rotunda to pay respect to George H.W. Bush, a man who put country in front of self, a man who dedicated his life to public service, and a man who really, when he was alive, the press chastised very similarly to the way they do this president, but they had to go and start making pejorative statements about Donald Trump paying his respect and making fun of him. And, you know, it's amazing, because for a very, very brief period, you would think the country could be united amongst one thing, which is celebrating the life of George Herbert Walker Bush. And that should be above politics.
Yeah, you would hope that it would. And in some ways, I think that the Bush family has done more to do that than the media has. I mean, I guess the president made it clear that he wanted this current president to be in attendance at his funeral. He didn't want to leave anything to be speculated about, I guess, like the McCain service was. So they went out of their way to say, we absolutely want to bring the country together.
Well, that's right, because that's who George Herbert Walker Bush was. He was a man who, you know, even in losing his election, wrote a note to the incoming President Bill Clinton, who defeated him, and basically said, even though I lost, I support you because I support my country and I want you to be successful. That's a man of enormous humility to be able to do that. And knowing that President Donald Trump sent Air Force One to go pick him up, declared tomorrow a national day of mourning. The stock market is closed. The government is closed. He is paying the ultimate respect to President Herbert Walker Bush, who deserves it.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. Well, in doing so, he even delayed his own announcement following the G20 summit and is going to delay the discussion of what we did there from his perspective until the funeral is past us. But, Corey, we had a lot of good things happen down there. What were some of the highlights from where you sit?
Well, the most important thing, which, of course, the media hasn't reported, was prior to him even sitting down with Xi from China. He said, before we discuss these tariffs, what you have to do for me, Mr. President, is you need to crack down on fentanyl, that disgusting drug that is, you know, just swamping the U.S. market and killing Americans by the busloads every day. And Xi said, Mr. President, if it's important to you, I'm going to do that. And that, of all the historic things that have taken place, you know, the USMC, which is a historic trade deal that we can talk about.
Right.
The fact that China is going to start buying our agriculture products, which is so important to our economy and our farmers. More importantly than all of those things from an economic perspective, what this president has negotiated with Xi is to stop the production of fentanyl and bring that into the United States. And that is going to help Americans across this country, rich, poor, white, black, green, orange. It doesn't matter. It's a terrible, terrible drug, and he has received a commitment from President Xi to stop China from producing that and dumping it on the U.S. market.
You know what's scary about that, Corey? We're speaking with Corey Lewandowski, former advisor to the president and part of the president's campaign operations for 2020. But I saw a statistic. One of my colleagues just tweeted it out the other day. Something like 85,000 deaths last year due to opioids. That was more than automobile deaths and gun deaths combined when you put it all together. And I don't think any of us have really understood that the fatality quotient in the drug equation is really as serious as it is, unless, you know, it's touched your family personally, and more families have seen that. But that's an awful lot of people that are dying because of accessible drugs.
The statistics tell us, if you can believe this, it's the equivalent of a 9/11 terrorist attack tragedy happening every 10 to 12 days. That's how devastating this is. But because these deaths are taking place across the country in every community on a one-off basis, they're not looking at it holistically. The
right.
Fentanyl drug is just so devastating, and it doesn't matter if you're in the richest community, the poorest community. It doesn't matter if you've got the best education or no education. It knows no bounds, and it's cheap, and it's inexpensive, and it is the most deadly thing facing our country right now. And this president knows about it and is willing to do something about it. And when he sat down across from President Xi of China, he said, you have to do something to protect the American people on this. And if not, we have to have a recourse. And Xi understood what that meant, because this president is very serious about fixing that opiate epidemic and the fentanyl crisis that we are currently faced with.
One last question on policy. I want to talk about the book. What is the president's leanings on the Turning Point USA backed legislation for criminal justice and the first step? My mind's going blank, but there's the word step is in it somewhere. But Candace Owen, those group, they very much want the Senate to pick it up and run with it, but they're afraid that they're not going to. Where does that stand, and where's the president on it?
Well, I can tell you that, you know, the importance of this legislation can clearly be seen by the individuals inside the White House who have been championing this, which is obviously Jared Kushner, the president's son-in-law and senior advisor, and the work that they have done on prison reform. This is something that's very important to the administration to do. It looks like I just saw that Durbin in the Senate is going to make some compromises, which means we could get some more Republicans on board. So there is still a possibility that this moves through the Senate in the next 4 weeks. This is an important piece of legislation. It's a priority of the administration. It's something that, candidly, Barack Obama or his predecessors should have tackled before but chose not to. And because of that, this president is stepping in because no one had done it.
Okay, Corey, you and David Bossi, congratulations on the release. Center Street Publishers, the publishing house. But Trump's enemies, how the deep state is undermining the presidency. Give me the elevator pitch on why people need to get this book.
Very quickly, look, the book is broken into really two separate parts. The first part is the abuses of the intelligence community, and we outline in excruciating detail, in a linear fashion, what Comey and Brennan and Clapper and McCabe and Strzok and Page and all these people did to use their badges, their law enforcement badges, to go after Americans and spy on them because they didn't like their politics. That's a very, very dangerous thing. President Trump sat down with us, gave the only interview for a book in 2 years was with us, and he said if what happened to him happened to Barack Obama, it would have been called treason and those people have been in jail for 100 years. But the mainstream media doesn't want to tell the truth, and so that's what the first half of this book is about.
Right. That's a great tease. I got to get my own copy so I can read it. Corey, congratulations on the book. Thanks for being with us. This is Kevin McCullough Radio. Stay with us. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you could save money on your mortgage payment and put more money into your pocket, wouldn't you want to? Well, now is the perfect time to give our friends Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans a call. Home values are up, the housing market is strong, and interest rates are still low. Talk to Mike and Brian about ways you can possibly eliminate PMI, consolidate debt, take cash out for home improvements, and save on your taxes. As a direct lender, you'll deal directly with the decision makers who will save you money and guide you every step of the way. And with outstanding customer service reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, you will be amazed by how well you are treated and how simple they make this complex process. Call Mike Rakeman and Brian Sheely at Fellowship Home Loans and lock in your low rate today. 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-SAVE. Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, licensed mortgage banker, equal housing lender, NMLS number 60134. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? During Kevin McCullough Radio, you'll hear from Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan Attorneys at Law, answering a real listener's actual question. Simply email the question to Mike Connors at askmikeconnors@gmail.com. You can also call 718-238-6500. Make sure that you listen to Mike Connors and Ask the Lawyer Saturday mornings at 8 on AM 570 The Mission and Saturday nights at 6 on AM 970 The Answer. Hi, Kevin McCullough here. For some, this Christmas will be one of suffering and pain. Further, it'll be one of embarrassment and isolation, maybe even leading to a very sad life and possible death. But did you know that approximately 52 children a day are diagnosed with leprosy, which means that these symptoms will be continued to pass on? As hard as it is to believe, leprosy still exists, and you can help stop it when joining American Leprosy Mission. ALM will be joining AM 570 The Mission in the coming days, and $30 can permanently heal one child from leprosy. If God calls on you to do so, could you heal five children for just $150? Call 800-979-1980 and start this journey. That's 800-979-1980 to start the journey, or go to am570themission.com. That's am570themission.com and click on the ALM banner. That's 800-979-1980.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did it become okay for men to be lazier, softer, fatter? We need to bring the men of this country back to greatness. And it's easier than ever with Ageless Male Max, a patent-pending formula with an ingredient that helps boost your total testosterone, promoting greater increases in muscle size and twice the reduction of body fat percentage than exercise alone. Plus, an amazing 64% increase in nitric oxide, which can be handy in the gym. Take your manhood to the max by trying your own 30-day bottle. When you text the word MASS to 797979, finally, a formula that boosts total testosterone to help you be the man you want to be. If your results with Ageless Male Max are too intense, please decrease use. To try your 30-day bottle, just text MASS to 797979. Text MASS to 797979.
Now, there's a place where all your Christian programs reside. All the best Christian radio stations live there. Find your local Christian station or look for one farther away that plays the program you like. ChristianRadio.com not only links you to the best Christian radio stations in America, like this one, but also podcasts of great uplifting content designed to grow your faith. Find us now and download the app on either Apple or Android devices. It's the difference maker in your daily walk. ChristianRadio.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Time to talk about one of my favorite restaurants, the one and only legendary Dino and Harry's Steakhouse in Hoboken, New Jersey. If you've never been to Dino and Harry's, I suggest you get there as soon as you can and find out why it has been rated the number one steakhouse in all of New Jersey. The food is too good to describe. From mouthwatering steaks and seafood to chicken dishes, fresh vegetables, unbelievable appetizers, the list goes on and on. Everything prepared to your liking. Not only is the food fantastic, but the decor. It's like going back in time. Turn-of-the-century saloon, vaulted ceilings, tile floors, enormous windows. And who could forget that beautiful hand-carved cherry wood bar? They even film scenes from on the waterfront in City Hall in this legendary place. Go online to DinoandHarrys.com, check out the menu, and make reservations. You never know which celebrity or sports star might be dining next to you. Call 201-659-6202. That's 201-659-6202. Dino and Harry's at 163rd 14th Street in Hoboken, New Jersey. Make your reservations today and tell them your friend Kevin McCullough said hi.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
The song with joy for ring up caroling. One seems to hear words of good cheer from everywhere, filling the air. Yeah, 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 yeah. While people sing songs of good cheer, Christmas is here. Merry, 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 merry Christmas. Merry, 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 merry Christmas.
Kevin McCullough says she is the most needed editorial voice in print today. Listeners have voted her fan favorite for 4 years running. The amazing mind of Carol Markowitz, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, very glad to have you with us. Kind of a busy day at Kevin McCullough Radio. Things a little bit out of order sometimes, and that's okay. That's the way it sometimes happens. But we've got a great lineup yet for you to come. It is Technology Tuesday. That means a little bit later on, Ari Zoldan will be with us taking a look at some things related to that area of the news. And I am so thankful that we get to talk to my next guest every week, because she's one of those people, as the liner says, that is full of common sense. And I think she's one of the most important voices in the country in the editorial space each week. She writes for the New York Post on Mondays, and she rejoins us again at Kevin McCullough Radio. Carol Markowitz, welcome.
Hi, Kevin. Thanks so much for having me.
So the nation is obsessed this week with the passing of George H.W. Bush. I actually spoke with one of my guests off the air yesterday, and the comment was, why do we have to be so obsessed with these people when they die? What's your feeling about the length and the kind of measures they go to make sure that the goodbyes are said this way?
You know, it's interesting because I'm sort of not cynical exactly, but look, I'm a New Yorker. I'm very like New York-y, and there's definitely a sense like, wow, this is a lot for somebody that we don't know personally, and the outpouring of emotion is just a lot more than I would express for somebody I don't know personally. But the truth is that like this kind of stuff really does warm my cold, cold New Yorker heart, because it brings the country together. You see a almost patriotism in this, that he was all of our president, you know, he was our president, and it's, we're all saying goodbye to him collectively. There definitely was some surprise. I felt some surprise that banks, you know, the markets were going to be closed on Wednesday and the post office is going to be closed. But there's something really beautiful in that. And the fact that we're all doing it together, and we have so few opportunities to feel that American togetherness, that we should take it when we find it.
No, I, you know what? That's a very positive message, and one that's very good for the holidays. And I'm so glad that you said it all, because I do think there's some degree of truth to that. I think that you have an experience here that, that may help mend some of the damage that the political process does. However, having said that, you and I met. We've been friends a long time, but I think we met while covering Bush W's administration.
That's right.
And I think that our nation has, at least the media establishment, has a very short and very odd memory. I noticed that CBS News yesterday, and I tweeted this out, as they were bringing H.W. off the plane and as he was, his body was being delivered to the Capitol, the lower third on CBS said president and patriot. And I was like, did they ever say that H.W. Bush was patriotic when he was actually in office? If memory serves me correctly, the media was pretty ugly to Reagan and equally ugly to Bush Sr. And it wasn't until, you know, good old boy Bill came along that they started having some degree of, you know, parties at the White House with the, you know, enjoying the people that were there. So I just, I don't know. I find it very interesting that they, their memories are short.
Absolutely. There's some of that. You know, as the saying goes, the only good Republican is one who has no chance of being president. You know, whether they're no longer alive or they, even George W. Bush, they have a, you know, newfound respect for him because he has, you know, he won't be our president again. Yeah, there's definitely some level of hypocrisy here. But again, I'm willing to overlook that for
it's worth it. For the national interest, you're saying it's worth it.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
And
makes sense.
I take my cues from the Bush family. Their you know, grace in this time has been really magical to watch.
And I didn't expect it would be any different. And I think that it stands in pretty sharp contrast to, you know, how the McCains handled things. But it was H.W. himself that said he wanted the president to be there and he did not want acrimony between the two families after he was gone.
Right.
So it's I think that means something to the current president. For what it's worth, I believe that when people do try to express goodwill, it changes things. So, well, it's going to be interesting. A few more days of this, and then we'll be off to the next thing. Hey, let me ask you about your column this week. And you put up a warning before you published it on your social media saying, you know, it's not like what I normally write about. I love it when you do that, too, because it always grabs my attention. But why did you pick this particular angle on this particular topic?
So my topic is about how there's people now sending their kids to rehab for Fortnite addiction. Fortnite is a video game that's very, very popular and a lot of kids are playing it. And parents can't stop them, apparently. Apparently, it is beyond their ability to get their kid to stop playing it. And there's these terrible stories like this 9-year-old girl in Britain who wet herself because she couldn't stop playing. And, you know, there's these people who compare it to heroin. I mean, child psychologists who compare it to heroin. But it's not like heroin. There's not a physical addiction. If the parents smash the video game console, the kid's not going to go get another one. It's not something that, like, is beyond our control. And so my column is about how we take these examples and we take these situations and we use it as an excuse to not parent. And it's gotten really bad where I don't think parents know what to do anymore. We have these articles every, you know, ever so often. There was one in the Washington Post last week about how you shouldn't put your kids in timeout. And then there was one in August, I believe, in the New York Times about how you shouldn't yell at your kids. And it's just constant, like, don't parent, don't parent, don't parent. And we're getting this message and absorbing it. And you're not allowed to yell at your kid. You're not allowed to put them in timeout. You're certainly not allowed to take away their video game console, et cetera. And I think it's a really bad place that we're in right now where parents think that not parenting is what they're supposed to be doing. And it's really leading us in a bad direction.
No, I couldn't agree with you more. In fact, those 50 phrases that you talked about, the Good Housekeeping listed from 2016, things like, don't do that. You live under my roof, you follow my rules, or even you're so smart, great job. I think all they did was drop a microphone into my house and eavesdrop on me for about a year. And, you know, mine are all, and I think yours are kind of in that same range, but we're in that stage of life with the 8, 6, and 3, almost 4 going on 35-year-old that they're all formulating their will right now. And if I don't tell them not to do certain things and to do other things and to apply themselves in this area and to not let themselves be tempted into doing these types of things, like, I'm not doing my job. My job is to help them make great decisions when they become adults. And they're not going to be able to if they don't know what they are. Like, it's just,
exactly.
I don't know.
They need you. They need you to tell them what to do and lead the way.
Yeah. All right. Reader in the New York Post. It is a great piece titled Video Game Rehab, Just an Excuse for Lazy Parents. Carol Markowitz, always a pleasure to have you. Thanks for being
here. Thanks so much, Kevin.
Kevin McCullough Radio. We continue. More breaking news and Tech Tuesday on the way. Stay with us. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You want to hear the best deal of the Christmas season? It's a very special offer from our good friend Anu at Lord's Diamonds. When you purchase any piece of jewelry from now through January 7th, you'll get up to $500 off your purchase. That's right. Whatever the price is, Lord's will slash up to $500 off the price. So whether you're in the market for an engagement ring, wedding bands, bracelets, pendants, or earrings, you'll get up to $500 off your purchase. Lord's Diamonds has been a favorite of Kevin McCullough listeners for many years. Lord's will work within your budget to design the piece of jewelry of your dreams and follow up with caring that is unmatched anywhere. And you'll get an additional $500 off your purchase. Call now to set up an appointment and get that special piece of jewelry for that special someone. Anew, 212-789-8500. She'll answer the phone. That's Lord's Diamonds, 212-789-8500. Or online at lordsdiamonds.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text TRY to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text TRY to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's TRY to 350-350.
You've almost opened up to someone so many times. You need to get it off your chest so you can get past this, but you just can't find the right person to talk to. It's hard to be completely honest about how you feel and what you've done. I know, I was there too. I was getting desperate. And then I found Faithful Counseling. Faithful Counseling is a team of licensed Christian counselors who share your faith and will help you through your problem. They want to give you a free week just so you can try them out. You can begin a conversation when you're ready by text or phone, even video conferencing, from the comfort of your own home. And your first week is free. If it's not for you, you can cancel during your first week and not pay a dime. Why not give it a try? Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. Talk to someone who can help. Go right now to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. It's so easy to get started, and your first week is free. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com.
Hi, we're here with Alexander Green, four-time best-selling author and chief investment strategist of the Oxford Club. Alex is a stock-picking legend. He called six of the best stocks of the past 20 years, including Apple, Intuitive Surgical, Netflix, Verion, Amazon, and Celgene. Now, Alex, I understand you're targeting a new stock.
Yes, it's a cutting-edge tech company making blockbuster deals. I'm talking about $450 million with Nokia, $395 million with Microsoft, and a $29.2 billion deal with Apple. The company is set to create 50,000 new jobs right here in America, and Donald Trump himself even calls what they're doing the eighth wonder of the world. Yet you've likely never even heard of it because this $3 stock trades under a secret name.
Alex just got on stage in front of a packed crowd to talk about this secret stock, and you can see his free presentation at onestockretirement.com. Don't wait on this. We expect the stock to make big national news on December 17th. Go to onestockretirement.com now.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
Wait a minute! Wait a minute!
We three kings of Orient are bearing gifts. We travel so far, field and fountain, moor and mountain, following yonder star.
Obliterating confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, glad to have you with us, Kevin McCullough, as we continue through your afternoon. Yesterday on social media, the bright shining star that is the Queens Congresswoman, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, said something kind of silly on social media, and she was roundly corrected by a ton of people, including yours truly, for what she said. And now she's having to deal with that. Even by liberal and progressive leaning publications. What she originally said was that a reported $21 trillion in the Pentagon accounting errors could fund most, if not all, of her proposed Medicare for All health care program. Now, there's a range of what people have looked at her Medicare for All cost price tag would be, and they've come back with a range of estimates. The Medicare for All costs by Ocasio-Cortez would be $32 trillion. And she said if we took care of the $21 trillion accounting error in the Pentagon, then 66% of Medicare for All could already be funded by the Pentagon. Now, she doesn't know anything about math, and she doesn't really understand. I don't even know where she got the facts that she was using. But there's been this insistent from the left that we need Medicare for All, which is not even the same program as Medicare. In order to get Medicare for All, they dismantle the current Medicare program completely. And then they give you something else that looks like what they call Medicare for All. Now, they face questions about this government-backed health. The advocates of this program continue to face the questions about the price tag and how to fund it. They push back by noting Americans already spend enormous amounts on private insurance premiums and out-of-pocket expenses and costly government schemes, quote-unquote, which is what they refer to the Pentagon as. But here's the problem. Just 24 hours into tweeting that, multiple fact-checkers have said that Ocasio-Cortez's suggestion that the Pentagon accounting error could largely cover the cost was, in fact, ginormously false. The left-wing Vox website said the Pentagon's accounting errors are genuinely enormous, but they're also just accounting errors. They don't actually represent actual money that can be spent on something else. The Nation, another liberal outlet, the Defense Department is accused of fabricating numbers to disguise that it doesn't spend all the money allocated, instead returning unspent money to the Treasury. It shifts money to the poor parts of the budget. The Nation story clarified that the analysis on which the story was based does not contend that it was all secret or misused funding. The crux of the story is not so much misspending as an alleged lack of transparency by the Pentagon. The New York Times, another not conservative outlet, noted that the $21 trillion is the value of adjustments made to Pentagon records that couldn't be traced. That's not the same thing as $21 trillion in spending. In fact, if you added up all of the spending that's been allocated for the Pentagon over the last number of years, you come close to something like $16 trillion for total operations. So the only way Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's program would work is if you didn't have a military. Tech with Ari next.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I had cancer. I have fibromyalgia. I have nerve damage and fatigue. I have thalassemia. I'm hypoglycemic. So my life since cancer, I've had to learn how to live with it. But starting Balance of Nature, I felt it the first month. I felt different. It made such a difference that now I wake up, my head feels clearer, I have more energy. Very rarely does my body cramp up anymore. It's the best thing. It's just amazing. I don't know what to say. I just would not be what I am today if I didn't start Balance of Nature.
For a limited time, use discount code THEMISSION, and we'll take 35% off your first preferred set of fruits and veggies and have them shipped to you free. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THEMISSION.
Looking for the perfect last-minute gift? Then stop by Hawthorne Christian Academy's Christmas Craft and Vendor Shopping Expo on Saturday, December 15th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on the campus of Hawthorne Gospel Church. Vendors will showcase a wide range of handcrafted items, pottery, jewelry, toys, home decor, and much more. Don't miss Hawthorne Christian Academy's Christmas Craft and Vendor Shopping Expo on December 15th and find that one-of-a-kind gift for that special someone. For more information, visit www.hca.org or call 973-423-3331.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-494-2323. That's 800-494-2323. 800-494-2323. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Michael Medved. I'm here with Mike Stahl from Health Markets, helping folks find the right Medicare coverage. The news reports say that the rates might be going down.
The government projects the cost of Medicare plans will decrease this year. So you have to ask, are you getting the best rate? Health Markets offers a free service to help folks maximize their Medicare benefits and save money.
The enrollment period for Medicare has already started. What is it people need to keep in mind?
Enrollment in the right plan is not automatic. With so many Medicare options, it can be confusing. My advice, don't go it alone. Get unbiased help to find a plan that may cost less and cover more with lower co-payments, more choices like dental and vision, and the freedom to choose your doctors. It's important to act now. Our Health Markets Medicare service is free.
Thanks, Mike. This is Michael Medved for Health Markets.
The deadline for enrollment is just days away, so you need to act now. Call 800-735-8803. 800-735-8803. 800-735-8803.
The Army National Guard is committed to keeping the country safe and our community secure. Composed of hundreds of thousands of citizen soldiers from all walks of life, the Guard is always ready to respond to local or national emergencies. We protect the homeland. We're always there when called upon, and in every state and territory, we stand guard for our communities. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the New York Army National Guard, aired by the New York State Broadcasters Association and this station.
For a free evaluation of your case, call the law offices of Dan Buttafuoco and Associates. Call 1-800-NOW-HURT. 1-800-NOW-HURT.
Yeah, I'm sending you a merry New York Christmas. And a prayer for peace on earth within our time.
Breaking news on the trending technology you need and can't live without. Ari Zoldan of Quantum Media Group, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Yeah, we're the only radio broadcast in America that concentrates on one of the segments of news every week that is huge and touches almost everybody's life that listens. It doesn't matter what age you are across the board. You are using more technology now than you have ever used before, and there is more technology being targeted to you than there has ever been before. And that's why we spend time taking a look at what's around the corner and what's being produced and why it's there. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Ari Zoldan is my partner in crime with this little segment every week, and he's back again today. And Ari, it's good to have you. So I've been hearing a little bit about these things called air taxis. And I've been hesitant to believe that they are actually taking place now, but I guess they are. Something called a Fluber is now in operation. Bring me up to speed on this.
Yeah, so I had a great experience yesterday. A friend of mine, Mark, is launching a service. And we had spoken in the past, Kevin, about this Uber economy, right? It's all about it's quick, it's efficient, and it's convenient, it's price compatible. Right? When you get into an Uber today, it's an app, it's app-driven, it shows up, it's relatively cheap to get there, and you go there in style. So company is launching by a friend of mine, a real innovator, and he's taking that model, he's just taking it to the air. So he's been launching services from New York to Boston, New York to Washington, New York to Philadelphia. And what's interesting is that it's almost going to be the same price as you getting onto a commercial airline. So it's going to be really, it's Uber in the air. You know, so you could imagine what Uber's doing on the ground. He's taking it to the next level, and he's going to be taking passengers to all these local markets quickly, efficiently. But most importantly, he's doing it at a price point where you can say, hey, you know, I could either fly Delta, I could fly American Airlines and go 2 hours before the airport, an hour afterwards, or he literally, a car comes, picks you up at your front door, takes you to the tarmac, and in 45 minutes, you're at Boston. You're in Boston. And you're in Washington.
Oh, wow!
So we're gonna. It's really neat.
Well, I can already hear the complaints in the Salem, New York management's office this next year, because once Piscopo understands that he could have personal taxi service to and from the city, you know, with the air, he's going to be all over Jerry Crowley and Phil Boyce for that. This is, you know, there's going to be no end to it. No, guys, you don't understand. I gotta get my air taxi to get to the show on time. I'm just kidding, Joe. We love Joe. All right, let's talk about, I'm seeing commercials for it. You mentioned it a couple of weeks ago, but the technology known as 5G is just around the corner, and now Samsung and Verizon are saying they're going to have 5G up and ready for 2019. Is that true? How fast are they going to do it? And why does it matter? If I like what I've got now, what am I going to be missing out on with 5G?
Sure. You remember, I'm a huge Top Gun fan. I probably, I don't know about you, but I've watched Top Gun, you know, 1,000 times and could probably recite it line by line.
Sure.
But the famous line is the need for speed, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
Today it's all about, you know, if you think the downloads right now are fast, I mean, 5G is going to be completely game changing. You're talking about downloading on your phone, you know, all the series of Godfather within, you know, 1 or 2 minutes. And the handset manufacturers obviously need to keep up to speed with this new broadband network that's being built. So for them, it's for the networks, they're going to be making an enormous amount of money. Unfortunately, probably the pricing for us is going to go up, but I feel that we're going to be getting an enormous amount of value because of all the data we're eating up right now. So we need to match that with the speed.
Well, that'll be interesting. But you do think it's viable in 2019, which is what the story said today.
No, I don't think it's going to happen in 2019. I think 2020, 2021. Into 22 is when I think there's going to be mass adoption.
Okay, and interesting. Ari Zoldan making predictions, and he's usually the one that's right, so I wouldn't bet against him.
We have a good track record. We have, I think, between
you've got a great track record.
We've got a pretty good track record on those tech predictions.
Yeah, no, you're way more spot on than most of the other quote experts I've seen. Hey, let's talk about this for a second, because it is going to be a hugely popular Christmas and holiday gift. But the Amazon Echo and the other Alexa devices, Amazon is now saying, I mean, who would have ever thought that this would have been the case? But they're gonna lower the wall between themselves and Apple, and they're going to start allowing Apple Music to be accessed by the Alexa devices, the Echo and the Dot and all the other things that they have that, you know, because Apple has its own technology with Siri. This is obviously kind of groundbreaking here, isn't it, Ari?
Mm-hmm. And quite frankly, I wasn't expecting to see that kind of news, obviously, because there's so much competition in the marketplace, obviously, between the 800-pound gorillas. So, you know, to see that, you know, they're looking at collaboration versus competition, and typically, you know, we have spoken about this before, competition is good from a price perspective and a quality perspective. But with this specific relationship, I think it's very interesting, and I think really it's a win-win for everyone. But again, you know, things are still out, and we'll kind of see what that looks like in the next 6 to 12 months.
Well, and the idea that I could buy, so this was really frustrating to me, because if we bought movies or music on Amazon, even Kindle books, etc., we could not access them on the Apple, and vice versa. If we did the Apple thing, we couldn't do it on the Amazon thing. If they figure out that there's a greater benefit, I guess, to be had in furthering a thaw between the two of them, does that mean the consumers are necessarily going to get the worse end of that deal?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I am, though, curious, because that I don't have the answer to. I am curious where the revenue model is for both of them to be able to make more money, right? I mean, that's the only reason why they're doing it. I just don't think they're doing it because they're nice guys, which a lot of them are. But I'm curious to see where the business model is, and I think we're going to we'll see that in the next 6 months to a year, and whether or not, you know, this is just a pilot or this is actually something that's really serious that's going to work for everyone.
Well, it's going to be interesting nonetheless, and that was featured. A couple of these things were featured in the New York Post today, and it's interesting. All right, I think that the holidays this year are going to be more tech focused than ever before, and I'm thinking that that's not necessarily a bad thing. You know, we even talked about in our house because my 8-year-old has more homework now that is. That is not paper and pencil. He logs in, he works for a specified amount of time or does a specified number of assignments, and it's a combination usually of each. Usually the math is how much time he spends, and the other is how many, you know, answers he gets to questions, etc. But it's really changing everything. He's not gonna do a lot of homework this year on paper, and it's, you know, so it's just a sign of the times, I guess. But it's changing our life. It's changing everybody's life as it is. And Ari, you're the one helping us understand it. Thanks so much.
Hi, Kevin. Thank you.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio. Don't go away. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you could save money on your mortgage payment and put more money into your pocket, wouldn't you want to? Well, now is the perfect time to give our friends Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans a call. Home values are up, the housing market is strong, and interest rates are still low. Talk to Mike and Brian about ways you can possibly eliminate PMI, consolidate debt, take cash out for home improvements, and save on your taxes. As a direct lender, you'll deal directly with the decision makers who will save you money and guide you every step of the way. And with outstanding customer service reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, you will be amazed by how well you are treated and how simple they make this complex process. Call Mike Rakeman and Brian Sheely at Fellowship Home Loans and lock in your low rate today. 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-SAVE. Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, licensed mortgage banker, equal housing lender, NMLS number 60134.
Are you concerned about your investments? Is your money invested conservatively, aggressively, or do you even know? Have you ever had a financial advisor sit down to review your investments? Hi, this is Andre Korogodin of Cantella & Company. For over 30 years, the Lord has allowed me to help clients be good stewards of their assets. If you own stocks, bonds, mutual funds, annuities, or precious metals, call me for a complimentary, no-obligation consultation at 860-488-1001. That's 860-488-1001. I'd like to help you develop an investment strategy that will benefit you and your family. And remember, this is a no-cost, no-obligation consultation, so please call me today at 860-488-1001. Securities and advisory services offered through Cantella & Company, member FINRA and SIPC. Call 860-488-1001.
The way you get your medicine prescriptions is now changing across America. GoGoMeds.com can deliver your medicine right to your door. Ask your doctor to send your prescription to GoGoMeds.com. Once you fill in your information, it's in the system and your prescription is delivered. It's just that easy. Go to GoGoMeds.com and use the promo code Mike2018 and save $10 on your first prescription. That's GoGoMeds.com, and the promo code Mike2018 gets you $10 off your first prescription.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light.
What you need to know when you need it. Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad to have you with us, and always glad to be with you Monday through Friday here at Kevin McCullough Radio. Looking forward to helping each day us obliterate a little more confusion, pursue clarity a little bit more thoroughly every single day. And in this holiday season that we're in, you've taken note, I've already switched the music. We're in full-fledged, now it's just all-out holiday now to the end of the season. But here's the thing. In this day and age in which we live, the very politically correct era that it is, we're starting to see some weird things happen. So last week, you started to see the advertisements for all the, you know, obligatory airings of the Christmas specials. And you've got, you know, you've got the coming of Santa Claus is coming to town, and you've got, you know, all of the music specials. I think John Legend and his wife had one this year. That was right after the Rockefeller tree. But there's others. And one of them that they always drop on CBS is Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. And it's like a tradition. People have their kids around. They watch Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. It's something that they do every year. Well, Huffington Post did a whole, quote, expose on the inappropriateness of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, trying, I think, to get CBS to cancel its airing. It did not work. But now comes news that a radio station is dropping the Christmas, and I use that term loosely, a classic song, Baby, It's Cold Outside. The reason, of course, is Me Too. Critics say that this holiday standard in which the male suitor repeatedly insists that a woman stay inside with him and that she stays over and that she asks, hey, what's in my drink? See, I don't think that necessarily all the activism is bad. I think sometimes maybe there are inappropriate things that need to be considered. I don't think that Rudolph is one of those. But if we are talking about something being in someone's drink, that probably needs to find a way not to really be all that important in the holiday season anymore. And after all, it is not a Christmas song. There is nothing about Baby, It's Cold Outside that has anything to do with the holiday, God, Santa, none of it. It's just about a hookup. That's all it is. So I'm okay if that radio station takes that song off. Doesn't mean it's got to take it out of your phone or your music device. It just maybe not being played on the air. I'm okay with that, actually. But Rudolph, come on. I'm Calvin McCullough.